brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, let's get through some of these callers that have been holding for time immemorial in this third hour. And I did this Friday. I'm proud of myself. In this third hour, we will accelerate through your phone calls very quickly. 1-800-259-9231. Then I'm going to get into Gore and Murdoch, joint forces and TV deal. Kerry saying he may run again. He had to throw the election again. This is so staged. We'll recap some of the top info on the North Korean nuke test and what that means and get more into Foley and how the pervert scandal could bring down the GOP and how that makes them more dangerous than ever to stage a terror attack. Also, British Special Forces are saying Iran is not sneaking weapons in. They're not bringing troops across. It's a total lie. That's in the Washington Post. We'll go over that. Tons of news, tons of your calls in this third hour. Right now, who's up next? I get my call list screwed up here. KC in Minnesota, then Dave, Chris, George, and others. Go ahead, KC.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to run a couple things by you. I think that there's a real strong possibility that this Foleygate thing may have been used as a fear factor element in order to encourage our largely corrupted Congress into voting for H.R. 6166.
I said that about a week ago. I came to the conclusion that we know they have compromised people to begin with. They knew they couldn't cover this up forever. It was starting to come out, and it's clear that the mainstream media decided to go ahead and bring it out now as a fear factor. It was brought out 2 days before, began to leak in the mainstream Miami papers and Florida papers, then at the Washington Post on Friday, and I believe it was used to get that super majority vote in the House and Senate. I believe you're right.
Yeah. Would you think it would be a decision made by some element within the corporate media?
Yeah, I don't think it comes from Bush. This endangers Bush and his neocon crowd because they really go to the well quite a bit. I mean, this is where you find the tightest group of homosexuals and then pedophiles is in his administration going back quite a ways. That's their skull and bone specialty, but it crosses over to the other party.
Yeah, but when you consider the magnitude and the actual timing of both of the votes, it kills habeas corpus and backdates everything retrospectively to 9/11, right?
Well, you're right. And we also know the top generals are telling them we can't go into Iran. It's crazy. We shouldn't bomb them. And this could be Israel and others' way of just saying, look, we will slit this party's throat. We will drop the hammer on you. We will kick the lever on the gallows if you don't go ahead and attack. And then don't worry, once World War III starts, everything will be okay. This thing does have the hallmarks of a blackmail scheme, and I do smell it.
Yeah, it seems like it's out there as kind of like an ominous threat. Another thing I wanted to point out that came up in the news recently is several hundred police officers in Iraq were poisoned.
Yeah, that happened last night. They got poisoned. I think their water was poisoned.
And it almost seems like it's some type of blood-thinning agent or like warfarin or rat poison or something like that. I don't know what that's all about, but I was wondering if I could get your take on
that.
Well,
the Arabs do kill each other, but most of the infighting has been triggered by special forces, U.S., Israeli, and British, staging attacks against one side to then get them fighting with the other. And then as soon as things settle down, they start this stuff back up. And I told people that in 2002, a year before the invasion, that the U.S. and Israeli plans were to balkanize endless sectarian and religious violence between the Kurds, the Shiites, and the Sunnis, and now that's happened. And now the Times of London, the government's calling to break the country in three. It's a new idea. It was never new. The plan was hatched by the Israelis in 83, and they're now doing it. And again, they want it in chaos. The average person goes, we got to stay the course. Yeah, stuff's tough. They want it in chaos as an excuse to stay there and for hundreds of billions in weapon sales.
I kind of didn't think it would be the Iranians because it was so close to Ramadan, you know?
Who knows who it could be? But again, the Iranians, most of it is the globalist. I appreciate your call. But who knows? Again, I said I don't know. They do kill each other. But if our government's been caught over and over doing it, they're the number one suspects, my point. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Admit it, the moral rot in America runs deep. Massive debt, rampant materialism, pedophilia by clergy, endless war, and yes, the sin of religious cannibalism. Communion was practiced by the Aztecs, Egyptians, Babylonians, and Gnostics of the mystery schools long before the Messiah was born. Due to carefully placed forgeries within the New Covenant texts, the worship of pagan gods prevailed. The church's sacred cannibalism service, known as communion, is based upon words the Messiah never said. The Savior was no cannibal. He lived and taught the Torah. See proof. Get the book. Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon today. Write to Two Witnesses Ministries, P.O. Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Or call 325-572-3913. Yes, Gnostics did hijack the antique to fulfill their devious plan to make abomination look holy. Gnostic conspiracy exposed in Communion, Bloodfest of Babylon. Call 325-572-3913.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Wayne Mansion Report has really done a great job. They broke the story before it was in the Associated Press and the Washington Post about a congressman in 2000, Representative Jim Kolb, Republican Arizona, who had approached Foley in 2000 and told him to stop what he was doing, that it was endangering the party. And so, I mean, they've been a really good source, and they are reporting that Hastert is a homosexual, that Hastert hires call boys, that Hastert lives with one of his senior staff members, and it's always that way. It's like J. Edgar Hoover with the number two of the FBI for 30-something years. They live together. I mean, they live together in front of everyone. And this is how, this is why he got up in, what was it, 56 and said, it's a conspiracy theory. La Cosa Nostra, the mafia, does not exist. And now Hastert will get up and say, the North American Union does not exist. All right, I want to get more into that later. But you add this wild card of Kim Jong-il testing a nuke yesterday, saying he may test more, Japan going absolutely ape, saying they may scrap their defense constitution, saying they can't be preemptive or have an offensive military. They've been covertly building up their military the last decade. We've got Israel saying, never mind North Korea, it's Iran. Now North Korea will arm them. And no doubt the neocons are all over talk radio saying that today. All of this is swirling. It's just unbelievable. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Dave in... Where are you calling us from, Dave?
Northern California, brother.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I've got a little quickie statement. I've written it out. Congratulations on KLBJ. You're an inspiration to us all. Remember when Manuel Noriega was grabbed in the Panama War, and then a couple years later he came on 60 Minutes or one of those special shows and kept saying over and over, they'd ask him, you know, who was your cocaine partner? And he'd say, George Herbert Walker Bush. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. And he did it over and over, and then, of course, he disappeared. Well, what I have to say is, so who was in the White House when underage male prostitutes toured after midnight? George Herbert Walker Bush. And who uses sex as blackmail? George Herbert Walker Bush. And who was it that armed Saddam with biological chemical nuke technology and over 750 shipments? George Herbert Walker Bush. And who was it who traded arms with Iran and the Contras and imported cocaine from South America and coined the phrase plausible deniability? That was George Herbert Walker Bush. And whose father, Prescott, was a huge Nazi during World War II? That was George Herbert Walker Bush. I'm not blowing you out on the phone, am I?
No, but they're good Americans. What do you mean? They're Christians. CIA directors and U.S. ambassadors to China when it was opened up. He's a man of the Lord. Don't talk about this man of God like that. I hear him on the so-called Christian stations saying it's blasphemy to talk bad about him.
May I continue, sir?
It's pretty evil, these lies you're telling, even though it's all admitted. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Who was silent partners with General Secord and Lansdale to import heroin from Vietnam, Thailand, and Burma? That was George Herbert Walker Bush. Who was in the background during the Bay of Pigs and later during the development of Operation Northwoods? George Herbert Walker Bush. Who helped get Felix Rodriguez and Jose Carrias out of jail after they blew up a Cuban jetliner? That was George Herbert Walker Bush. Who called Saddam? He's a Hitler. That was George Herbert Walker Bush. Hot meat kettle on that one. Who did Ross Perot say threatened his daughter and caused Perot to drop out of the race? That was George Herbert Walker Bush. Who was the first drug czar under Reagan when hard drug use tripled? George Herbert Walker Bush. Who was partners with Bill Clinton running arms and drug money out of Mena, Arkansas, and cocaine into the USA? Who was the president when they buried thousands and thousands of Iraqis alive with bulldozers in Iraq One, in trenches, and then covered that crime up? That was George Herbert Walker Bush. Who ordered the mass bombing of retreating Iraqi troops out of two highways of death in Iraq One? George Herbert Walker Bush. Who was photographed at the Dallas Book Depository?
Who ordered the first use of depleted uranium in warfare? George Herbert Walker Bush.
Oh, that's scary. I didn't know that one. Who did J. Edgar Hoover name in the JFK assassination? George Bush. The Herbert Walker was silent. Who was vice president, I'm almost done, when Russians were lured into the Afghan war? Who sent them stingers? Who was involved with bin Laden funneling weapons to the Afghan freedom fighters? Who stood to gain from the assassination of Ronald Reagan? Who is the sick freak behind the meat puppet George W. Bush? George Herbert Walker Bush. Are we seeing a pattern here, people? And I also am sick of it. I am a free citizen of the United States of America. My name is David Christopher Short, and I accuse George Herbert Walker Bush of treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. I accuse George Herbert Walker Bush of crimes against humanity. I accuse George Herbert Walker Bush of being one of the biggest dope dealers in history, of being one of the biggest mass murderers in history.
Oh, no, he's good.
I accuse him of war crimes, and I demand that American law enforcement arrest George Herbert Walker Bush right now!
But wait, since the drugs have tripled, they make so much money, they got fancy black uniforms and machine guns, and their numbers have more than tripled, too. I mean, how dare you? We need to take the freedom.
Well, you sound so reasonable.
We love George Herbert Walker. He's a good man. Hitler was good. Well, so what if his father helped Hitler? Now, they really are an evil family, but it gets even scarier when you realize they're a super high-level servant family. Well, it's like George Bush said he was in 85. He said, I'm a Rockefeller Republican.
Yeah, I hear you.
So you notice Henry Kissinger every week is at the White House, and they now admit he's calling all the shots. 80-something years old, you know, in bad health, and he's there, Mr. President, this is how you run the operation. And he's a direct minion of David Rockefeller.
Yeah, I
So the whole thing, I mean, literally, folks, these are, and I appreciate your call. Hey, you ought to email me what you wrote. That's really good. We post it.
By the way, I have a quote for you that I made it myself real fast.
Sure.
Real fast. Okay. There are two parts of the Constitution of the United States left in this country. The one is that exists in the hearts and minds of the free men and women in this country, like you and me. And the other is a little tiny part of the Second Amendment, and that's the part you put the cartridges in.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Yeah, they can declare themselves God and declare themselves emperors and say we're all slaves. It's all a fraud. And if you put up with being oppressed, you will be oppressed. And if you haven't experienced it, get ready for it. It is humiliating, it is pathetic, and there are going to be a lot of bullies who are going to love being part of this system. And they'll be glorified by television, they'll be glorified, all the supermodels will, I married a stormtrooper. Tonight, the men of the SS Brigade, defending the homeland against the evil militia that kills children. Emperor Bush battles the Silesians. I mean, it's just made-up baloney, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Montreal, holding for a while. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Chris. How you doing? Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Hey, you can call me Chris if you want. Sure. Well, I'm doing all right here. Go ahead. We've been seized by total psychopathic criminals. Go ahead.
Well, first I'd like to say something, but I also want to say after that a few tidbits of information that you might not know about related to Canada and some other things. First, I'd like to make a call on all Montrealers and Quebecers who actually care and want to make a difference in the world. If they want to do activism or hand out DVDs, to email me at azixe@hotmail.com.
You got to say it slower. What is that again?
azixe@hotmail.com. Or in
azixe.com.
IXE.
IXE, alrighty.
So then we can get together and think of ideas or whatever.
Good. What's on your mind, Commander?
All right. So I don't know if you noticed, but the last few articles I've seen where they have YouTube videos, these videos get removed in a few days later because I'm behind on my checking up of news. So days later I check up on the news and I can't watch the videos, and they all relate to bad things the government has done, admissions of politicians or things like that. They always get removed after a few days. So I think there's people on the ball over there that keep removing the truth. I don't know if you've noticed.
Well, yeah, and Google is trying to buy, Wall Street Journal reported, YouTube. They reported that on Friday. And in between Google Video and YouTube, that's like 80% of the online video viewing market, you could call it. And Google admits they deleted my viewerships again last week. Every time we get into the top 100, they do it. We got as high as about 70 in the top 100 videos. And, I mean, tens of millions a day watch these folks. Google videos. So we're being cheated yet again, and they claim it's a glitch.
Yeah, that's crazy. We need to get like some other independent YouTube, Google company going that's not restricted and all this stuff, because it would be really good to get that information out without all the restriction. Another piece of information in the Toronto Star Online, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, there was a war treaty signed in the war between Canada and the USA in 1812 that prohibited military weapons from being used on the Great Lakes. But it's been admitted that in the past year, there's been live ammunitions being fired on the Great Lakes, and they've had lead in them, so that is drinking water for a lot of people, and it also poisons the water. I don't know if you know about that.
Well, I'm concerned they're using DU. It's been served up into most of the weapon systems.
Even in North America?
Yes.
Oh, boy, that's...
They use it at 10 proving grounds publicly. That's old numbers. I would imagine it's a lot more now.
Oh, boy. I didn't know about that. Another thing in Montreal last week on Wednesday, we're now having helicopter terror drills going on in Montreal.
I saw that, yes. And those are martial law takeover drills is what they are.
Yeah, it frightened me. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
It's to train you so when they really do it, you don't get shocked. Oh, they've done that before. They practice taking over all your city halls. In case the people and mayors go, we're not doing this. In come commandos. Just, mayor, line them up. Boom goes the mayor's head. Hoorah! America dies! Canada dies! Up with world government! Yes! Kill the leadership of every major city! Hail the new world order! Hail! 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 Death to freedom! Death! Death! Power! Power to the scum! Yes! We rule it all!
go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
George, Rick, and Kevin, I'm going to go to you guys right now, but I'm going to come back, get into some of the news we haven't hit yet. It's all very important. Recap some top stories, then go back into calls at 1-800-259-9231 on this Monday edition. Huge escalation, as you know, in Asia with the North Korean atomic test. Now they're talking about doing more. All of this Foley scandal, all of it, the troops massing, the aircraft carriers massing for a strike on Iran. Follow the bouncing ball. Where it stops, nobody knows. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Indiana. George, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Just to give you an update here in Indiana, I-69 is having a real struggle. Nobody wants it. It's real ugly to see how they're going through the farmland down through here. And, in fact, some people have been told that they're going to lose their homes. But they're fighting it in every county. Second thing I want to mention is
by the way, that's the road that the Spanish company is going to put a toll road on too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw that with Sentra grabbing a bunch of roads in Indiana.
We have their proposed maps, and we know everybody's land it's going through, and it's just cutting farmland to pieces. It's horrible. But on the global population, I don't know why these people are so worried about how many people are on the planet. I did the math. If you take the square footage of Florida, you could put all 7 billion people on the planet in Florida with 20 square foot each. That's just to give you an idea about how big this planet really is.
Yeah, your phone's going out. I'm going to have to let you go in a second. Finish up.
All right, one more thing. I'll get closer to it. I didn't realize this, Alex. I've been looking at the 9/11 quite a bit, but did you know that they had them install GPS into those trucks hauling that steel? I mean, why would they worry about where a truck was going?
Oh, no, they put GPS on each big piece of steel, and one guy stopped for a sub sandwich for 15 minutes and was fired. I appreciate your call because they blew it. Plain and simple, the mathematics, the science, the eyewitnesses, everything proves they blew those buildings. And then Silverstein slipped up and said he blew it up, and then we're supposed to forget he did that on national television. But you're absolutely right. Good to have you call. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Reno. I'm going quick now. Go ahead, Rick.
I'm calling to point out a profoundly nonsensical point which the Patriot movement puts forth, that is, that the Iranians will not have a nuclear weapon for 10 years, as though that's doing the Iranians and the world a favor. Can you explain that to me?
Sir, why don't you elaborate? Are you saying that you think they're allowed to have a weapon, and so why are we even having this discussion? So what if they have a weapon? I'm saying the argument the neocons use, they're not allowed to have one because it's global government, and they're going to attack them because they've secretly got one, are going to have one in 3 months, as they've been saying for the last 2 years, that if you get the CIA's own assessment and then the national assessment of last year of all 15 intelligence agencies, that they cannot have it for 10 years, now 9 years. So we're simply arguing them on their false points, showing they're a bunch of liars.
My point is that the logic leads to, all right, well, then we'll wait for 10 years till they test a weapon and then pounce on them and level them.
Listen, I think that's wrong too, sir. I'm just showing that their claim of, they've got the weapon, we've got to hit them right now, and, you know, this push to war and beating the drum is a fraud.
Well, in my estimation, you don't let a war criminal, George Walker Bush, attack North Korea for detonating a nuclear weapon. And thank goodness for China and Russia as a counterbalance to the rabid amphetamine-shot-up dog, the United States. And George Walker Bush, who is nothing but a logical outcome of the demise of the Soviet Union.
Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Respectfully, I disagree with some of what you said. The New World Order controls Russia. The New World Order controls China. They may not control North Korea. He admittedly apologized last year for kidnapping women and raping and killing them. I mean, you cannot make this type of stuff up. Imagine, again, a Hollywood movie where there's a weird third world dictatorship or second world Stalinist regime where there's a guy that lives in an armored compound in the side of a mountain, and he has his special forces go hijack planes that a particular South Korean star is on because he wants her. I mean, the guy is a complete piece of trash. He is totally on a power trip. He is just as evil as the people running our government. That's the New World Order. They're a bunch of inbred, spoiled brats who are so bored. I saw pictures of him in his car yesterday. Kim Jong-il was all on a power trip, a little power trip face he had on. It's a power trip. They're so bored. They loved it. They love pushing us towards World War III. So, oh my gosh. We'll come back. Cover some news. Go back to your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All right, your phone calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Wayne Madsen report, who did break the story about this other Republican congressman who told Foley to stop his philandering and his perverted behavior as well, many different levels of his activity. He did report on that. He's broken a lot of other stories. He's reporting that Dennis Hastert is a homosexual who hires male prostitutes and that he lives with one of his senior staffers. Then it's a big joke in Washington, so Hastert is basically being leveraged as well. And, of course, you know that. I mean, Speaker of the House, the former male wrestling team coach, he is definitely in a lot of trouble. And this thing is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and more serious. We have all the articles on the subject up on Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. On North Korea, they really are escalating things about to test another nuke, they're saying. And the question is, why did Bill Clinton, George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld help arm North Korea? Because it's the best enemy money can buy. They'll now be an arms race where they can sell weapons to the Chinese, to the Taiwanese, to the Japanese. The Japanese are now breaking their non-militarism constitution and militarizing. It's just good for business. And just like an endless Iraq war broken in three parts is going to be good for business, and that's now admitted in the Times of London. That's been the plan, that is the plan, and that's now what they're doing. So whenever a neocon, you're talking to one of these little minions, these little people that are so brain dead, they think they're conservative and they're not, make sure that you go, number one, you notice North Korea did this and has threatened to nuke us and fired a dummy missile at us. That's an important point no one seems to ever realize. And not only are they threatening to nuke us, but I guess you still think we should attack Iran, right? And then go ahead and point out to them, but don't hold your breath, that our government helped arm North Korea and Pakistan. And you'll be blue in the face by then, and you'll realize that these people do not care. The George Bush could announce we need to attack Antarctica and claim that there's a new species of vampiric penguin known to be fornicating with Martian elves. And there would be a huge call, and the shooting ranges would start handing out pictures of fanged penguins, and it would be, you know, maybe wearing turbans. And the call to attack Antarctica would then be launched. And by the way, I'm not joking. I'm convinced that you could claim that blood-drinking penguins were at the South Pole and that the attack needed to be launched. And some of these people would gung-holy, couldn't find Antarctica on a map. They wouldn't know what the poles were. They hit them upside the head. All right, maybe I am joking a bit with that. But you get my point, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Also, China is denouncing the brazen North Korean nuclear test because nuclear testing has been banned. It's been proven to get into the atmosphere even if it's underground and does cause seismic problems and does cause a worldwide nuclear arms race to go ahead and kick off once again. But who's worried about that? The Air Force admits they're doing antimatter bomb tests, and they admit the top scientists and folks that understand the mechanics of the subatomic are telling him that it could cause a chain reaction, destroying not just the planet, but the solar system. It could actually cause a black hole to form. Does the Air Force care? No, they're going ahead with superconducting super colliders, capturing and then testing and then detonating antimatter. So you won't even feel anything if this reaction does take place at the level that a lot of top scientists believe it could. You just will all be gone. I guess there's some solace that everything in the world and everything on it, or it could just blow up with the power of a 500 million megaton A-bomb, hydrogen bomb. You know, it could just blow the planet into an asteroid belt. It could be a small detonation. By the way, that was in major papers, like the San Francisco Chronicle, and then the Air Force retroactively classified it and said the Air Force colonel that gave the speech that was attended by the press had accidentally read from classified material, kind of like they did in, the mid-'80s when they admitted they have robot attack space planes, robotically controlled, from the ground with gravity well weapons that drop depleted uranium bombs that have the equivalent of a nuclear blast when they hit the ground. They slip up quite a bit. George Bush has got to be on quite a power trip. Got all those little space planes flying around with their AI pilots controlled by the ground, ready to decapitate every major world leader in just a few minutes. If you can find where they're sleeping. Yes, they've got to be on quite a power trip right now. So what if North Korea nukes Alaska or hits California, or they can hit as far towards the central area as Illinois, because, see, they can shoot over the pole. Alaska's easy for them. That was in 2000. Now they can hit Illinois. Analysts have looked at their missiles and concluded that. They can hit Illinois, they can hit New York, they can hit Seattle, they can hit Northern California, and they're threatening to do so and have the missiles and have already fired one at us, but again, I shouldn't repeat that again. It's not newsworthy. Let's talk about Iran and Ahmadinejad for a few hours. Let's not talk about Pakistan with dozens of weapons and missiles. Let's not talk about how our government totally controls them and is using them to stage terror attacks and kill their own CIA agents when they find out that Al-Qaeda is Al-Qaeda. Let's not talk about all the fake videos they released, like the one they released 2 weeks ago, the fake hijackers, now admitted to be fake. Let's just believe our government, a bunch of child molesters. Here's the other news. Gore and Murdoch joined forces in TV deal, Financial Times of London. Al Gore, the former U.S. vice president, is bringing his user-generated content television channel, the UK, courtesy of James Murdoch's British Sky Broadcasting. Mr. Gore, launch Current TV, the U.S. channel made of clips created by viewers and producers in August last year. That is a great idea. That's where the whole future's going. I've said for years we ought to go get a TV channel, a Patriot TV channel, if we had the money, and just have viewer-submitted content material. It'd be awesome in news reports. In August last year, it said that the channel was democratizing television, but that's not really true. They use their selected fake liberal stuff. So it's going to be the fake liberal revolution to counter the evil Bush revolution, controlled. That's why Murdoch's having weekly meetings with Hillary, Roger Ailes, Limbaugh's boss, having weekly meetings with Hillary, huge four-hour meetings, having secret campaign fundraisers run by Murdoch. The Clinton, Bill Clinton vacationing with the Bushes, them calling him a son, a surrogate son. It's all staged. And that brings me to the next little tidbit here. Kerry's barnstorming sparks talk of run. And it says yesterday, Senator John F. Kerry was in Iowa. Tomorrow, Wednesday, he'll be in Nevada. On Friday, he'll be in New Hampshire. After that, he'll visit 11 more states, including South Carolina, before the November 7th election, the midterm. And his friends and close associates and loyalists say they've talked to him. This is the Boston Globe, and they're saying he's planning on running for president again. You see, you don't just steal the election with the machines. Then you've got to have a candidate, if it's at a national level, who will take a dive. Again, the fight isn't just fixed by having the machines in place. You've then got to have somebody who won't point it out, like a real candidate did in Mexico when they got cheated. And so Bush's cousin on nine different sides, nine different ways. I mean, it's like a breed of dog. It's like, you know, say you have a bull mastiff and it's related to all the other bull mastiff. I mean, literally everybody's related to everybody with this sick crew of criminals. At that level, the blue bloods, they're on the East Coast, who then have like their little pedophile army that works for them all compromised. So they can just punch a button and destroy them publicly. And if they don't sit there and take it, they die of a heart attack or in a plane crash or a burglar shoots them. Kerry, Bush's cousin, Bush's skull and bones minion, his secret society mate, it'll be the same thing. He'll run against whatever new neocon it is, and it won't matter. By the way, you know, you think the Democrats are going to win because there's this firestorm against Bush? Cheney has said, I guarantee Republicans will win. It's like Bush said in the last presidential election. And believe me, they know. They're confident. 35% of the country, and that was 6 months ago. I need to go look it up. But 35% of the country has put in the Help America Vote Act. And the feds only fund you if you put in Hardiner Civic, Sequoia, Diebold, ES&S, which are all just designed to scam. On the record, in triplicate. Engineers going public, insiders going public before they always die or get sued. And it's just all there. I mean, no, people say, well, we'd find out if that happened. People go public. They do go public. They go testify in front of legislatures. Now, again, folks, I mean, they're going for broke. You understand? They've gone past the point of no return. They're going for broke. They're not going to stop. Are you going to just roll over and say, whatever they do to me, I'm just going to let them, and I'm just going to go to my gym and go to my movies and drink my beer and get my nails done or strut around, you know, and act tough with a football shirt on? You know, the women are all preening. The men are all busy strutting around, bugging their eyes out, acting manly. Meanwhile, you know, the cop pulls him over there. Yes, sir, what do I need to do for you, sir? Bunch of cowardly scum. Okay. I'm being very friendly today, aren't I? Where's that other next report I was going to get to? Where is my story? I had a report by the Special Forces. British Special Forces have gone public and are saying that Iran's not bringing any weapons in. And they've been there, and there's no evidence of that going on. Here it is. I finally found it. British see no evidence of arms traffic from Iran. This is the Washington Post. But Fox News tells you Foley's a Democrat, so it must be true. British see no evidence of arms traffic from Iran. British commandos combing border with Iran, finding no weapons being smuggled into Iraq. Since late August, British commandos in the desert of far southeastern Iraq, and I always say western Iraq, obviously western Iraq borders Jordan and Saudi Arabia. I mean western Iran. I get turned around. No one's emailed me pointing that out, but I realize my mistakes by the minute. There are always little stupid things like that, because it'd be eastern Iraq, western Iran. Since late August, British commandos in the desert of far southeastern Iraq have been testing one of the most serious challenges leveled by the United States against Iran, that Iran is secretly supplying weapons, parts, money, and training for attacks on U.S.-led forces in Iraq. A few hundred British troops living out of their Land Rovers and light-armored vehicles have taken to the desert in what their officers said would be months of patrols aimed at finding any illicit weapons trafficking from Iran. There's just one thing. I suspect there's nothing out there, said the commander. Lieutenant Colonel David LaBorcher said last month, and I intend to prove it. Britain has found nothing to support the U.S. contention that Iran is providing weapons and training in Iraq, several senior military officials said. I have not myself seen any evidence, and I don't think any evidence exists of government support or that it's been instigated. Now, Iran openly announced they were sending in fighters to fight Israel in Lebanon, because Lebanon asked for the help, Hezbollah asked for the help, and it happened. But they said they are not doing anything in Iraq. It's a question of intelligence versus evidence, the colonel said. And it goes on to say that Brigadier General James Everett of Britain's 20th Armored Brigade said last month, one hears word of mouth, but one has to see it with one's own eyes. As if all the drones and helicopters wouldn't pick up arms coming across that frontier. Allegation that Iran or its agents are providing military support for Iraq Shiite Muslim militants and other armed groups are among the issues raised tensions between Washington and Tehran. Most gravely, U.S. officials accuse Iran of providing infrared triggers for special explosives that are capable of piercing heavy armor. And where do those triggers have been proved to come from? New York. We've had British former special forces on to tell you about that. These are U.S.-made triggers, and, of course, they're coming from the terrorists, our government. British, Israeli, and U.S. troops have all been caught shooting our troops, bombing and killing and shooting Iraqi police. Our Marines have been shot at, and they go and catch him and beat him up and pull the beards off, and it's Israelis. Also, British troops have been caught. And you go, how is that possible? That's Dirty Tricks 101. Dirty Tricks 101. And again, we're a bunch of naive chicken necks who are never going to figure that out, so we're going to be enslaved. Let's go ahead and go to some of your calls. Up next, we will talk to Kevin in Denver. Go ahead, Kevin.
Alex, we're not rolling over in Colorado. By the end of this month, we'll have something that YouTube can't delete. That is that Stephen Jones will be speaking at DU, Denver University, and University of Colorado the last weekend of October.
Well, good. Good. That's excellent.
Very exciting. Not only Stephen Jones, but also chemist Kevin Ryan and Professor Kevin Barrett. This will be October 28th and 29th from 2 to 6 both days. Davis Auditorium at DU, Math Auditorium at University of Colorado on Sunday.
Well, good. I'm sure you can check all the 9/11 sites, and they'll have all the dates and the details.
Very, very excited to have this happening, and thank you for keeping these gentlemen in the public eye.
Well, thank you, sir. What do you think about what's happening with the nuke test over in North Korea?
You know, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem like it's real to me. It seems like it's a diversion.
Yeah, my gut tells me that Kim Jong Il's on the payroll. We know China is. We know Iran has been in the past. We know our government blocked the FBI and CIA from stopping AQCon laboratories. We know Rumsfeld, who literally is like the devil. He shows up at every time something wicked's happening, you open the door, and, oh, there's Rumsfeld, of course. you know, as I said last week, and Rumsfeld gave them the reactors. And is this some backroom deal that, you know, threaten Japan so we can sell them weapons? Threaten everybody, shoot a missile at us. But then I look at Kim Jong-il, that guy's a loose cannon. I just don't know anymore. That's the problem when it's so corrupt.
Anything to keep the attention off the real threat.
Yeah, but I think, do you think the Foley thing's a distraction? I think somebody's using it for blackmail. I don't think it's the White House, and I think it's getting out of control now and really puts the neocons' backs up against the wall because of their taste for men and boys.
Well, I used to say that Monica Lewinsky was the best thing that ever happened to Bill Clinton because she took the attention off the other thing.
Well, so she maybe was. That's just... She was, yeah. Off the missile secrets, off the communist generals, off killing Ron Brown and the cocaine dealers and the rest of it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's just they know what to feed the public. But I don't know. I see just a cauldron of things happening right now. We'll be right back, take some final calls, and wrap it up. Stay the course.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, the truth is documented. It stands on its own. The criminals will be brought to justice. I want to talk to Art, Clay, and Dee briefly here at the end of the transmission. But just a program note, I'm doing a new syndicated Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and it's on the big Star Guide feed. And we have that listed at GCNLive.com for stations. But all of our existing affiliates, please try to pick it up or re-air it later Sunday night. It's a really great show. And please contact Affiliate Relations at Genesis, and that's at 877-996-4327, extension 101. and because we want to get those affiliate relations agreements signed quickly and get you on board this coming Sunday, the official maiden voyage. We've had 2 weeks of testing it and sent it out live. Yesterday it was a great broadcast out of the offices, the studios of KLBJ 590. We're really excited. And in closing, for the plug here, please get Terror Storm. I'm proud of it. It's a film that needs to be seen. It proves 9/11 is an inside job. It proves 7/7, the Madrid bombing, the Iraq war is staged, the torture, the surveillance, the criminality. Get Terror Storm today. Get it. Make copies. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Let's talk to Art in Kansas. Art, go ahead. All right, Art. What's on your mind?
Hi. That guy that called in before with the laundry list of George W. Walker Bush, or Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes.
One thing he forgot, that Bush was in charge when the Congress pushed through this Noahide law. That's on the book.
A lot of bad stuff's happened. Rex 84, the concentration camp plans, you name it. He's particularly evil.
And I never thought anything would happen in Korea because the Bushes have had investments over there for years. I assume in South Korea, but I don't know.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call, Art. Clay in Missouri. You're on the air, Clay.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is Coy.
Okay.
Okay, I just say this for the benefit of your audience and maybe even you. You probably know though, but years ago, 15 years ago, I read an article in a Spotlight newspaper by some general, and he made this statement. And I heard it again a few years ago. This fellow was a general. It might have been on your show. I don't remember what it was. I know he was a former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And this is almost quote what he said. He said, "Make no mistake, one commie never saw another commie he didn't love, and you can take that to the bank." And that's exactly, I'm right, that guy.
You're talking about, are you talking about Admiral Moore?
I don't remember who said it. It might have been an admiral, might have been a general.
So what's this about, what does this pertain to?
Basically, it pertains to this, all this stuff about North Korea. It's all a distraction, like the previous guy said. It's a lot of bunk. They have to, you see, they only attack countries that are non-communist. And so in case anyone says, how come you don't attack communist countries? And I said, well, we look at the things we're seeing about
it. Well, it is true. I wouldn't even call them communists. They call themselves communists. They're globalists. And I agree. I know it's staged with Russia and China. That's now come out. In fact, and thanks for the call, the History Channel admits our government put Mao in 49. I mean, I've seen the CIA section chief laugh and admit it. Let's go ahead and take a call. D in Rhode Island, you are our tail gunner.
Hi. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was wondering, I want to know what your opinion is on Glenn Beck.
Absolutely horrible creature.
You think so?
Total neocon, posing as a nonpartisan, mixing in a little bit of truth with a ton of lies. Oh, Al-Qaeda's got nukes. They're going to nuke us any minute. Give up all your rights. Yeah, Glenn Beck's a complete travesty.
Oh, well, I did hear him say, can we really trust the government? It sounds like he's okay, you know, in a way.
Yeah, it's like rat poisons, 98% nutritious grain.
Oh.
Call into Glenn Beck. Tell him about InfoWars.com. Talk about 9/11 being an inside job and see what he does. Thanks for the call, D. Call me back tomorrow. We can talk more. All right, get out there and take on the new world order, scum. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. More than